Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. My name is Chaplain Blimey Gregory, and today I'd like to share a verse of scripture from God's precious word. And I pray that you'll take this word and apply it to your hearts, and your hearts will be encouraged. Last week, I talked about David when he faced the big giant Goliath and what he said before he went into battle. And today, I want to talk a little more on that subject. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I want to read verse 28. And this is David's eldest brother speaking to him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down hither? With whom hast thou left these few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine heart, that thou hast come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said in verse 29, and David said, What have I now done? I love this portion of scripture. You know, David's eldest brother said, What do you come down to see the battle? Well, there was no battle. The Israelites were afraid of this big giant Goliath because they believed a lie that he had told. Let me tell you, any time a person, a city, a state, a nation, whoever believes the lie of the enemy, they'll be put in fear and bondage. See, you can't have fear and faith at the same time. You got to make your mind up whose report you're going to believe. You're going to believe God's report or the enemy's report. When David got down to deliver goods to his brothers and he saw this dilemma that Israel was in, that they were letting this big giant walk back and forth and threaten them, and they were afraid to fight. See, they'd forgotten who they were in Jesus Christ. You see, when you forget who you are and how God has blessed you, then the devil can come up and lie to you. But David's brother said, What do you come down here for? David had already told Saul, I'll fight him. I'll go. I'll not be afraid. And he was just a shepherd boy. He wasn't a trained soldier like his elder brother and the other in the army, but he was trained in the things of God. Let me tell you, that's what makes the difference. It's not being trained so much in man's army. It's the importance of being trained in God's army. And when you're trained in God's army, that will guarantee, amen, that will guarantee the victory of whatever giant you may face in your life. But let me tell you, David's eldest brother mocked him and made fun. You know, that's a sign that you've lost your spiritual backbone. When you've lost your spiritual backbone, and the Israelites had that day, you find fault with other people that want to fight. You're not fighting, but you find fault with others. And then words will dismay you when you've lost your spiritual backbone. You see, Goliath, he didn't throw any swords or spears. He just threw out words, and it dismayed Israel because they believed what he was saying. And then others will have to fight for you. There are some of you today, you should be up and going to the house of God, but you become lazy and you become irresponsible in your duty to the house of God. And today somebody else is going to have to take your job. Don't let that happen. And another symptom of losing your spiritual backbone is this. You become fearful. You become to fight for that which is right and that which is true. And then you will flee the battle line. That's one thing David didn't do. He ran toward. The Bible says he ran toward Goliath. And he told Goliath, he said, Listen, the battle is not mine. The battle is God's. See, he'd been trained on the backside of the desert with his faith in God when a bear and a lion had come out against him. Nobody was watching him, but he had faith in God. And you know what? That's what it's going to take in our lives. And that will change the course of our nation. If you and I will stand today and have our faith in God, God can take such as we have and encourage the hearts of everybody around us that we can have the victory, that once again we can have revival in our country. Will you agree with me today by faith that we can have a revival in America that will encourage people, that will cause people to have hope once again? And the only way we can do that is that we know that God is faithful and that God will bring revival. Thank you for listening. Lord, I pray that souls will be saved, hearts will be touched, and I pray that man or woman or boy or girl that does not know you, that they'll call on you and ask you to become their Savior. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.